This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. An important part of growing up is creating good and healthy financial habits, but that's not always easy to do. Financial planner Byron Moore talks about carefully managing finances as a young adult, and he has tips for beginners on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Well, we've just graduated a fresh crop of high schoolers and college students. This time of year, I'm often asked the best way for a young person to get a solid start financially. Well, here are four rules that any young person can follow to get off on the right foot. Step number one, control yourself. The first step in getting a healthy financial start is habits. Habits are a lot like getting in good physical shape. The hardest part is the beginning. There's a lot of pain, agony, and discomfort, but after the initial phase, you notice that it gets easier and easier. So first, live beneath your means. Not within them, but beneath them. Because only if you live beneath your means can you save any money. And systematic saving is perhaps the most important financial habit that you can cultivate. Why don't you start with 10% of your gross income? If you can't save that, then you are likely spending too much money. Well, the second step in this process of getting started for a young person is to control your money. Once the basic habits of living beneath your means, spending, and saving are established, it's time to establish some basic strategies to accompany your good habits. Allow your savings to accumulate until you have 6 months of your annual income in the bank. The foundation of any financial plan is accessible cash savings. Once the 6 months of income are built up, consider that savings account as your bank or your financial institution from which you borrow to buy big ticket items. If you borrowed from a real commercial bank, you'd have to pay them back the loan that you borrowed with interest. So why not do the same thing for yourself and keep all that interest in your pocket, not give it to the bank? The third step for any young person that I would recommend is to protect yourself. Bad stuff can and does happen to really nice people like you. So make sure that you work with an experienced agent to install life and disability insurance as is needed for your circumstances. And then the fourth step that I would recommend for any young person is have faith. Now, here I'm not referencing spiritual faith, but economic faith. I know people of spiritual faith who have very pessimistic views of the near future. In various ways, they see the end as near and have little hope that things will get better for them in this world. Others hold a more positive view. They see the possibility, perhaps even the probability, that a world occupied by humans made in the image of God will find ways of continually improving their surroundings, thereby creating wealth and improving the standards of living for many. Well, I find myself in this second camp, which is why I counsel long-term faith in free markets, allowing strangers to cooperate with one another, protected by the rule of law. For most young people, this means long-term participation in the equity markets, probably through the ownership of mutual fund shares. Recent graduates may just be starting out, but when a 20-something person gets the vision for a well-managed financial life, it sets the stage for great things to come. So my advice, start now. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.